This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Cellist Joshua Starmer has worked with members of REM, The Old Ceremony, The Love Language, Chris Stamey, Birds and Arrows, and many more. In 2013, he decided to write and record one song each month for a year. The result is Postcards from Home, Volume 1. Starmer joins me now to talk about the project. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So this all started with a New Year's resolution, right?
Yeah. You know, everyone has New Year's resolutions every year, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I wrote an album over the duration of a year? And a song a month seemed like the right number.
And it almost derailed in the first month, didn't it?
It almost derailed every month. the very first month was, you know, it was sort of the make or break it, right? You know, you either go to the gym to do your push-ups or you don't. And I was working on a song that I thought was really good up until about January 28th, and then I decided it was the worst song I'd ever written, and was scrambling to get something done that I'd be proud of and could be part of this album, and it came together in the last 2 days of the month. So,
and that song was
Strangely Warm, a song about at the time those last two days in January. It was ridiculously warm. There were trees in bloom. It was almost like a sauna outside. So. It was just about the weather.
You started sending these songs out as you get one done each month, and you'd send them out to friends and family, and it sort of began a conversation for you.
Yes, it did. It started off, it was just friends and family, and it kind of grew from there. But what happened is each month I'd send a song out to everyone I knew, basically, and and they would write back, and they would say, you know, I like the song or whatever. But then it would always come with some story of, like, we just got a new dog, or we just moved to a new city. So I got to hear all about what was going on. And with my own family, it kind of started a snowball effect each first couple of weeks of every month, where my song would sort of trigger the whole family conversing over email. And what that ended up doing is these conversations and people responding to my songs subsequently inspired the songs. And so the first couple of months were my own, but then after that, it became, these were songs that were about the people that were listening to them.
What was the first song where that felt like it had a real effect?
I think it was the April song called You Can Do It. It was a request from my boss who said, I've had enough of these, you know, cold, wintry, slow songs. Let's have something that's peppy and kind of gets me going in the morning. And at the time, I was biking to campus up Franklin Street, up that massive hill, and I was about halfway up it, and I just said to myself, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And out of that came this upbeat song that kind of got me the rest of the way up the hill.
Your body aches, and so does your mind. You can't stop now, you can't press pause or rewind. You can do it, yeah, you know you can.
I knew I wanted some percussion, and so I just started clapping my hands and snapping my fingers, and then I started stomping my feet, and that's when it became really fun. At the beginning of each month, I kind of had a sense of what the percussion was going to be, and then I'd walk around with a kitchen spoon and bang on everything in the house to try to find something with the right tone. For the foot stomps, I tried on every pair of shoes I had. I even tried heels.
Tell me a little bit about the message behind Way Too Soon, because it seems to fly in the face of being fashionably late to social events.
It's the story of my life. I get invited to a party. They say, hey, it's going to start at 9. I try as hard as I can to show up after 9. I usually get there at 8. It's just awkward. It's embarrassing. I don't know what to do about it. I don't think I've ever shown up to a party even close to fashionably late. But there can be some good things about it, and that's what I tried to capture in the song, is the good aspects of showing up early.
I only came to be with you. Now I don't know what I should do. I'm only here because you're. Yeah.
There's a really beautiful song at the end of the record, and I guess it's the winter song, The Choicest Gift.
Yes.
And when you hear that song, you could hear a choir performing that in a cathedral, and it would be no more beautiful. How did you achieve that with was it just in your bedroom? How did
it
you do
was
that?
All in my bedroom. It was I sang the vocals in my falsetto to make it kind of sound like a boys' choir. It's more like a man boys' choir because it's not quite that boy sound. But I think there's probably 12 takes in there of me singing the same part to make it sound like it's a choir. I had an old pump organ that my grandmother had given me years ago, and I used that to kind of back it up, and so that also, I think, makes it sound like it's coming in a church, and there's also studio tricks you can do to make it sound like the space is a little larger than your bedroom. Very last song, I had a dinner party that I invited a bunch of people over, and I didn't tell them about this in advance, but...
you tricked them.
I tricked them. In between the entree or the main course and the dessert, I got everyone to come up into my little spare bedroom where I have the microphone set up, and I taught them the chorus to a song, and we recorded it right then, and I told them they had to get it right or else we wouldn't have dessert, and they got it right really quickly.
And that's going back to Cali.
That's going back to Cali, yeah. A classic LL Cool J song.
Going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling.
Joshua Starmer is a songwriter, singer, a cellist. He plays the shoes and also glasses. His new recording is called Postcards from Home, Volume 1. Josh, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. Boom engines blowing, the chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Of the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette, push play. Going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Y'all, I don't think so.
Going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I'm going back to Cali, shaking them, baking them, taking them to spots they never before hung.
I know a place off Sunset, it's a trip where the AC's cold and the girls all flip. The record skipped, but this girl kept dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning, romancing. I asked her to the barn, a place where we could stay. I wanna do this Brutus and I don't wanna play. I'm going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
No man, I don't think so.
I'm going back to Cali.
I'm going back to Cali, rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini, small, heels, tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me to a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now I thought that was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise, and I ran away with a bottle of wine.
Going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Excuse me, I don't think so.